the salaries of coaches. I want to wait to hear him say clearly it's the education, the educational experience of the NCAA athlete that really matters.
Well, yeah, I think he has said some of that in the past. In fact, they've changed the yardstick by which they measure graduation rate. It's now an academic progress report, and it makes allowances for and kids who leave early to go to the pros. I mean, as long as someone's making academic progress, and those numbers have trended up. In fact, Richard Labczyk, the noted sports sociologist, did a report last week on all the bowl-bound football schools, and it shows a fairly good improvement by this yardstick, if you accept the yardstick. It also shows a racial gap between African-American football players and white football players as far as academic progress. But there seems to be something happening here. Of course, each institution has... We've seen enough abuses in this area, and ask, is this a legitimate academic and educational experience the kids are being exposed to, or they're just getting the easy majors and good courses? Well, I don't know about you at Dartmouth. You took all real tough ones, but I mean, occasionally you'd be looking
not all of them
here and there. But is the experience legitimate? But I think we've seen some. I know that Brand feels passionately about a distinction between college and pro sports. He and I have talked at long lengths about it, and he's very passionate about it.